up, everybody. Guess who? It's Tracy, back doing a third podcast. Can you believe it? Fucking number three. How did it get to this, eh? Have we all had a good week? Have we all had a good time at work? I know that's fucking impossible for most of you. Don't blame you. That is why I'm on fucking job seekers. I'm not seeking a fucking job, but trust me, I cannot go for a fucking 9 till fucking 5. I've put in my application lately for a brothel down road. They're looking for MILFs. Now, I'm not a fucking mother, but I am someone that you'd like to fuck, so technically I'm just an ilf. But we'll see how that application goes. So, have you all got yourself a nice cup of tea? You got the bickies out, got your fag on the go, you got your feet up, you're all nice and relaxed. Good! So, I'd like to know what's been going on in your world, but I can't talk to you, so instead you'll just have to listen to me and listen to my fucked up life. So, anyways, our Tanya, she turned 15 last week. 15, the big fucking 15. Nearly fucking legal. Although she's already done it enough times anyway. So I said to her mum and stepdad, well, technically he's her 9th stepdad. I mean, that's how many men Sandra's been through since Tanya's dad ran off with that cleaner. I mean, I think cleaner's a fucking ironic title for that scrubber, because nobody's dirtier than she is. You know why she was called fingers at school, don't you? Anyway, I regress. So I said to Sandra, I said, what are you getting Tanya for her 15th birthday? Because when Jaden, that's Tanya's older brother, turned 15, we all clubbed together and we got him a nice, you know, prozzy for the night, a nice blonde one. Because he wasn't happy, was he? Wanted a fucking PlayStation instead. Who wants a fucking PlayStation over a prozzy? Anyway, I said, ungrateful beggar. So, after he blew his load, 5 minutes in, Tanya had a go with her. And then when her wrists were knackered, I had a go. Anyways, that's not important. Tanya says, I want a tattoo. And as she's got a GCSE in art, we let her design a tattoo for her. So, she designs that, you know, what's it, fucking Chinese thing, yin and yang symbol in red and blue with a white background and some bloody Chinese writing, you know, for earth, sun, moon and heaven. So she gets it tattoos on her right ass cheek in the middle, and then after it's coloured in, get this, we find out that it's the fucking South Korean flag. Well, our Sandra, she goes fucking ballistic and says you can't have the fucking South Korean flag on your ass cheek. So we talked to the tattooist, and to be fair to him, he offered for free to do the other bloody cheek. I think he had a thing for Tanya. So we got the North Korean flag on the left cheek. And now, right, get this, she calls her ring the Demilitarized Zone. Which, to be honest, I think is quite cute, eh? So, anyways, we were watching the news till the day, and it said, Trump's in the Demilitarized Zone. Well, I fucking pissed myself, and so did Tanya, so did our Sandra. We all pissed our fucking selves, quite fucking literally in my case, actually, weak bladder now. But you know, there is a happy ending to this story, because not only is Tanya and that tattooist now bloody dating, Andy was the first in the back of his Corsa, but more importantly, that cleaner who Tanya's dad ran off with, he's only got fucking gonorrhea. Stinky fucking dick. So it's all happy times, eh? So, anyway, that's what's been going on in my life, you know, bits and pieces. So, yeah. Right, probably time for me to go and make myself a tea. I'm actually on these green teas now. You ever heard of this fucking green tea? And it is proper fucking green as well. Apparently, and I think I'm pronouncing it right, they said it's a diuretic. A diuretic, which means it makes you piss more. Go figure. They've bought out a tea which makes you piss more. So I thought I'd fucking try it. Eh? Why not? So that's what I'm off to do now. Get myself a nice green tea. And then I might have myself a bath. My pussy certainly needs shaving. The hairs are nearly down to my fucking knees. So, right. Well, It was lovely talking to you all, as normal. And undoubtedly, I will be seeing you again on my next podcast. So tune in soon. Have a good weekend and take care. Bye-bye.